in the radio booth. We just got a phone call from South America. We told you he was on the line. Our Brazilian sportscasting friend, good old Sebastian. And is he excited? Having just watched on TV this great Michigan win over Notre Dame, he's just dying to tell you listeners across the state of Michigan how he feels about this great football game here this afternoon. So take it away, Sebastian, from down in South America in your own inimitable Portuguese style. It's all yours.
No braço esquerdo e foi mansamente para o fundo dos barbantes da torcida do América. Revetria aos 33 minutos da etapa inicial. Faz a festa da torcida com o chope dos raposões de dependência da força azul da torcida jovem e da torcida do time. 16 milhões de fiéis. Cruzeiro 1, América 0. Capunga. Piru! Piru!
The voice you just heard on the phones was that of Sebastian Vitel. That's Dick Vitel's cousin, the famous Brazilian sportscaster. And boy, wasn't he excited about Michigan's big win, the comeback victory over Notre Dame here this afternoon. And for the benefit of you listeners who don't understand Portuguese, what Sebastian just said to you and I was that it was a fantastic Michigan team victory over Notre Dame in that big game up there in North America. And we down here in South America are sure excited about old General Bo beating dreary Dan Devine. And that everyone in Brazil is really fired up right now, along with 300,000 Michigan alums all over the world. Sebastian ended his fanatical dissertation by stating that he personally felt that the Wolverines maneuvered all over this Notre Dame football field in the second half like 22 penguins with hot herrings in their cummerbunds for 30 minutes of grand and glorious football over this, the maize and blue, victorious voice of the Michigan Football Network.